NRC, an independent regulatory agency.
About the NRC. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission is an independent agency created by Congress to regulate the nation's civilian, commercial, industrial, academic, and medical uses of nuclear materials. The NRC's scope of responsibility includes regulating commercial nuclear power plants, research and test reactors, nuclear fuel cycle facilities, medical, academic, and industrial uses of radioactive materials, the decommissioning of licensed facilities and sites, and the transport, storage, and disposal of radioactive materials and wastes. The agency licenses and oversees the use of radioactive materials and certifies nuclear reactor designs, spent fuel storage casks, and transportation packages. The agency also licenses the import and export of radioactive materials and works closely with its international counterparts to enhance nuclear safety and security worldwide. To fulfill its responsibilities, the NRC performs five principal regulatory functions: developing regulations and guidance for applicants and licensees, licensing or certifying applicants to use nuclear materials, operate nuclear facilities, and decommission facilities, oversight of NRC-regulated facilities, including inspecting and assessing licensee operations and facilities to ensure licensees comply with NRC requirements, responding to incidents, investigating allegations of wrongdoing and taking appropriate follow-up or enforcement actions when necessary, evaluating operational experience of licensed facilities and activities, and conducting research, holding hearings, and obtaining independent reviews to support regulatory decisions. The agency's mission statement. The NRC licenses and regulates the nation's civilian use of radioactive materials to provide reasonable assurance of adequate protection of public health and safety, to promote the common defense and security, and protect the environment. The NRC's vision is to demonstrate the principles of good regulation in performing the agency's mission. To be successful, the NRC must not only excel in carrying out its mission, but must do so in a manner that engenders the trust of the public and stakeholders. The principles of good regulation, independence, openness, efficiency, clarity, and reliability guide the agency. They affect how the NRC reaches decisions on safety, security, and the environment, how the NRC performs administrative tasks, and how its employees interact with each other as well as with external stakeholders. By adhering to these principles, the NRC maintains its regulatory competence, conveys that competence to stakeholders, and promotes trust in the agency. The agency puts these principles into practice with effective, realistic, and timely actions. The NRC's strategic goals are for safety, to ensure the safe use of radioactive materials, and for security, to ensure the secure use of radioactive materials.
Statutory authority. The Energy Reorganization Act of 1974 created the NRC from a portion of the former Atomic Energy Commission. The new agency was set up to independently oversee, but not promote, the commercial nuclear industry so the United States could benefit from the use of radioactive materials while also protecting people and the environment. The agency began operations on January 18, 1975. The NRC's regulations can be found in Title 10 of the Code of Federal Regulations, also known as 10 CFR. The principal statutory authorities that govern the NRC's work can be found online. The NRC, its licensees, or those licensed by the NRC to use radioactive materials, and agreement states, or states that assume regulatory authority over certain nuclear materials, all share responsibility for protecting public health and safety and the environment. Federal regulations and the NRC's regulatory program play a key role. However, the licensees ultimately bear the primary responsibility for safely handling and using radioactive materials. On September 28, 2018, President Trump signed into law the Nuclear Energy Innovation Capabilities Act of 2017. The act requires the U.S. Department of Energy and the NRC to enter into a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, on certain topics related to advanced reactors and authorizes them to enter into an MOU on additional topics in this area. The NRC staff has been working closely with DOE to develop an MOU to implement provisions of the act. On January 14, 2019, President Trump signed into law the Nuclear Energy Innovation and Modernization Act. That act's provisions has impacts across the agency. It has three stated objectives: to provide a revised framework for fee recovery by the NRC, to ensure the availability of resources to meet industry needs without burdening existing licensees unfairly for inaccurate workload projections or premature existing reactor closures, to support the development of expertise and regulatory infrastructure necessary to allow innovation and the commercialization of advanced nuclear reactors, and to foster more efficient regulation of uranium recovery. The NRC has begun implementing various provisions of the Act. The agency is preparing the required reports to Congress, establishing performance metrics and milestone schedules for requested activities of the Commission, and taking actions related to the licensing process for commercial advanced reactors and research and test reactors. The NRC is committed to meeting the requirements of the Nuclear Energy Innovation and Modernization Act and is working diligently to do so. Major activities. The NRC fulfills its responsibilities in many different ways. It licenses the design, construction, operation, and decommissioning of commercial nuclear power plants and other nuclear facilities. The agency licenses the possession, use, processing, handling, exporting, and importing of nuclear materials. The NRC establishes national policy and standards for the safe disposal of low-level radioactive waste. It certifies the design, construction, and operation of commercial transportation casks for radioactive materials and waste. The NRC also licenses the design, construction, and operation of spent fuel storage casks and interim storage facilities for spent fuel and high-level radioactive waste. The agency licenses nuclear reactor operators. It licenses uranium enrichment facilities. The NRC conducts research to develop regulations and to anticipate potential reactor and other nuclear facility safety issues. The NRC collects, analyzes, and disseminates information about the safe operation of commercial nuclear power reactors and certain non-reactor activities. The agency issues safety and security regulations, policies, goals, and orders that govern nuclear activities. It also interacts with other federal agencies, foreign governments, and international organizations on safety and security issues. The NRC conducts criminal, civil, and administrative investigations of alleged violations by NRC licensees, and it inspects NRC licensees to ensure adequate performance of safety and security programs. The agency enforces NRC regulations and the conditions of NRC licenses and imposes, when necessary, civil sanctions and penalties. The NRC conducts public hearings on nuclear and radiological safety and security and on environmental concerns. It also implements international legal commitments made by the U.S. government in treaties and conventions. The NRC develops working relationships with state and tribal governments. It maintains an incident response program and oversees required emergency response activities at NRC-licensed facilities. The NRC implements lessons learned from the March 2011 nuclear accident in Japan to enhance safety at U.S. commercial nuclear facilities while transforming the agency into a modern, risk-informed regulator using innovative approaches to achieve the agency's mission. The agency involves and informs the public through social media platforms and by providing interactive, high-value data sets, allowing members of the public to search, filter, or repackage the information. The NRC also allows the public to participate in the regulatory process through meetings, conferences, and workshops. It provides opportunities for commenting on proposed new regulations, petitions, guidance documents, and technical reports. It provides people ways to report safety concerns, and the NRC provides documents either directly online or through Freedom of Information Act requests.
Another important activity is transformation and innovation. Over the past several years, the NRC has recognized the need to transform its operations in light of changes to economic, socio-political, and technological factors affecting licensees, governments, and other stakeholders. The NRC anticipates the need for adaptability and agility in responding to possible future scenarios that will drive the agency's workload. The NRC is undertaking a number of initiatives to bring about improvements, including streamlining its work processes, advancing the use of new information technology, systematizing the appropriate consideration of risk in decision-making, and encouraging innovative solutions to agency challenges. The NRC anticipates that the efficiencies gained by transformation will allow the staff to make more timely and better quality decisions vital for accomplishing the agency's safety and security missions. While transformation does not change the NRC's regulatory framework, stakeholder engagement is important, and the agency is communicating its progress through public meetings and conferences, as well as through the NRC website. The NRC is transforming into a modern, risk-informed regulator by being risk smart, making sound decisions while accepting well-managed risks in decision-making. Focusing on our people, maintaining an engaged and highly skilled workforce now and in the future. Being innovative, making timely decisions that take into account different viewpoints and fully explored options. And using technology, working smarter, including data analytics to highlight areas for regulatory attention and improvement.
Rulemaking. The process of developing regulations is called rulemaking. The NRC initiates a new rule or a change to an existing rule when there is a need to do so to protect public health and safety. Any member of the public may petition the NRC to develop, change, or rescind a rule. The Commission directs the staff to begin work on any new rulemaking activity. Regulatory basis. A regulatory basis document describes the technical, legal, and policy information that supports changes to the NRC's regulations. It describes why the current regulation needs to be updated, explains how a change in the regulations will resolve the problem, and discusses other regulatory options to potentially address the problem. For each rulemaking, the NRC determines whether development of a regulatory basis is necessary based on the regulatory issues involved. If development of a regulatory basis is warranted, it is generally published for public comment. Proposed rules. Each proposed rule that involves significant matters of policy is sent to the NRC Commission for approval. Less significant rules may, with Commission approval, be signed by an NRC staff manager. If approved, the proposed rule is published in the Federal Register and the public is given 30 to 90 days to provide written comments. Not all rules are issued for public comment, but generally those that are not concern agency organization, procedure, or practice, or are rules where delaying publication would be contrary to the public interest and not practical. Final rules. Once the public comment period is closed for the proposed rule, the staff analyzes the comments, makes any needed changes, and prepares a final rule for approval by the commission or an NRC manager. Once approved, the final rule is published in the Federal Register and usually becomes effective 30 days later. Direct final rulemakings. When appropriate, the NRC can shorten the traditional rulemaking process by using a direct final rulemaking process. This process is only used for regulatory changes that the NRC believes are non-controversial. In a direct final rule, a proposed rule is published at the same time as the direct final rule. If there are no significant comments on the proposed rule, the direct final rule becomes effective. If there are significant and adverse comments, the direct final rule is withdrawn and the rulemaking proceeds addressing public comment. Advance notice of proposed rulemaking. For especially important or complex rules, the NRC may engage the public early to define the scope and content of the rule. One way of doing this is through an advance notice of proposed rulemaking, which asks for public comment well in advance of the proposed rulemaking stage. The NRC may also conduct public meetings to gather direct input on the rulemaking. Rulemaking information. The public can access rulemaking information on the NRC website through a centralized tracking and reporting system, which provides almost real-time updates for all NRC rulemaking activities. Organization and functions. The NRC's commission has five members nominated by the President of the United States and confirmed by the U.S. Senate for five-year terms. The members' terms are staggered, so one commissioner's term expires on June 30th of each year. The president designates one member to serve as chairman. The chairman is the principal executive officer and spokesperson of the agency. No more than three commissioners can belong to the same political party. The commission as a whole formulates policies and regulations governing the safety and security of nuclear reactors and materials, issues orders to licensees, and adjudicates legal matters brought before it. The executive director for operations carries out the policies and decisions of the commission and directs the activities of the program and regional offices. The NRC is headquartered in Rockville, Maryland, and has four regional offices. They are located in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, Atlanta, Georgia, Lisle, Illinois, and Arlington, Texas. The NRC Technical Training Center is located in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The TTC staff trains NRC inspectors and other staff members using simulators and classroom instruction. There are resident inspector offices located at each operating nuclear power plant site. The NRC's offices provide centrally managed activities necessary for agency programs to operate and achieve goals. There are several committees and boards that play vital roles in the NRC mission. Those include the Advisory Committee on Reactor Safeguards, the Advisory Committee on the Medical Uses of Isotopes, and the Atomic Safety and Licensing Board panel. The NRC offices reporting directly to the Commission are the Office of Commission Appellate Adjudication, the Office of Congressional Affairs, the Office of the General Counsel, the Office of International Programs, the Office of Public Affairs, the Office of the Secretary, the Office of the Chief Financial Officer, and the Office of the Executive Director for Operations, or EDO. The EDO offices include the Office of Nuclear Materials Safety and Safeguards, the Office of Nuclear Reactor Regulation, the Office of Nuclear Regulatory Research, the Office of Enforcement, the Office of Investigations, the Office of Nuclear Security and Incident Response, the four regional offices, the Office of the Chief Information Officer, the Office of Administration, the Office of the Chief Human Capital Officer, and the Office of Small Business and Civil Rights. The NRC also has an Office of the Inspector General, an independent office responsible for audits and investigations of the NRC's programs and operations. Taking a closer look at the NRC's major program offices, the Office of Nuclear Reactor Regulation handles licensing and inspection activities for existing nuclear power reactors and research and test reactors. Beginning in October 2019, the Office of New Reactors will merge with the Office of Nuclear Reactor Regulation, also known as NRR, and the combined office will also oversee the design, siting, licensing, and construction of new commercial nuclear power reactors. The Office of Nuclear Regulatory Research provides independent expertise and information for making timely regulatory judgments, anticipates potentially significant safety problems, and helps resolve safety issues. It helps develop technical regulations and standards and collects, analyzes, and disseminates information about the safety of commercial nuclear power plants and certain nuclear materials activities. The Office of Nuclear Materials Safety and Safeguards regulates the production of commercial nuclear fuel, uranium recovery activities, decommissioning of nuclear facilities, and the use of radioactive materials in medical, industrial, academic, and commercial applications. It also regulates safe storage, transportation, and disposal of low and high-level radioactive waste and spent nuclear fuel. And the office works with other federal agencies, states, and tribal and local governments on regulatory matters. The Office of Nuclear Security and Incident Response is responsible for the NRC's security policy for nuclear facilities and users of radioactive material. It also coordinates with other federal agencies and international organizations on security issues and maintains the NRC's emergency preparedness and incident response programs. The NRC regional offices conduct inspections and investigations, take enforcement actions in coordination with the Office of Enforcement, and maintain incident response programs for nuclear reactors, fuel facilities, and materials licensees. In addition, the regional offices carry out licensing for certain materials licensees. The advisory committees, including the Advisory Committee on Reactor Safeguards and the Advisory Committee on the Medical Uses of Isotopes, are independent of the NRC staff. The ACRS reports directly to the commission, which appoints its members. The advisory committees are structured to provide a forum where experts representing many technical perspectives can provide independent advice that is factored into the commission's decision-making process. Most committee meetings are open to the public, and any member of the public may request an opportunity to make an oral statement during committee meetings. The NRC has four regional offices. The Region 1 office near Philadelphia covers the northeastern states, as well as Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The Region 2 office in Atlanta covers the southeastern states, and the Region 3 office near Chicago is responsible for the midwestern states. The NRC Region 4 office near Dallas covers the western states, as well as American Samoa, Guam, and the Northern Mariana Islands. Each regional office oversees the plants in its region, except for the Callaway plant in Missouri, which Region 4 oversees. Region 1 oversees nuclear material licensees and federal facilities located in both Region 1 and Region 2. Region 3 and Region 4 oversee material licensees and federal facilities located in their respective regions. Region 2 oversees the fuel processing facilities in all four regions. Region 2 also handles construction inspection activities for new nuclear power plants and fuel cycle facilities in all four regions.
NRC budget. The Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act of 1990, as amended, requires the NRC to recover, through fees billed to licensees, approximately 90% of its new budget authority, less the amounts appropriated from general funds for activities related to waste incidental to processing activities, generic homeland security activities, advanced reactors regulatory infrastructure activities, international activities, and the Office of the Inspector General services for the Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board. The NRC collects fees each year by September 30th and transfers them to the U.S. Treasury.